Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
I'm John Patti, and the 81st Annual U.S. Conference of Mayors has been underway in Las Vegas. Our mayor, Stephanie Rawlings-Blake, is in Las Vegas, and they've been expecting to talk about gun control. And I would assume, Madam Mayor, that has been a hot topic out there this past weekend.
It definitely has. I mean, when I think about the level of violence we had over the weekend, it just underscores the work that I'm doing and many other mayors. I mean, I sat next to the mayor of D.C. that had a similar rash of violence over the weekend and was on a panel with Mayor Landrieu in a city where I believe just last night a five-year-old girl who got a hold of a gun shot herself in the head. We have to do something about illegal guns in our country, and it's something that mayors can't do on their own. We have to work together in collaboration and advocate very strongly for better coordination and cooperation from the federal government. Baltimore has, we've taken over last year alone more than 1,000 illegal guns off the street. We have one gun store in the city, so we know that they're not coming from within our borders. We have to do something to slow down the trafficking of illegal guns, get them off our street, and to work to make our city safer.
How close have the mayors come to formulating legislation for Congress?
We have been advocating in support of the proposals of the Obama administration very hard. We also have the Mayors Against Illegal Guns, and with that coalition, working very closely with Mayor Bloomberg, making sure that people understand that we need common sense legislation. And the sad part about it is the legislation that's being proposed, it's so common sense that most people think it's already enacted, that they think that the fight is about something else other than the fact that we need to close these loopholes and make it more difficult for violent and dangerous people to get their hands on guns by closing the loopholes and by making sure that if someone gets a hand on their hands on a gun, they're not going to be able to use high-capacity magazines to do harm in our neighborhoods and in our schools. So, we continue to work hard, and I'm working and praying and advocating that we'll have some common sense leadership in Washington.
Madam Mayor, you referred to it. We had a terrible weekend here in Baltimore. 8 dead, close to 20 shot over the weekend, 13 wounded. Police Commissioner Batts held a press conference today saying that we're picking our targets and we know where they are. How does this relate to illegal guns?
I mean, that is what is that is what's generating. That's the fuel to the fire of the violence that we're seeing on the streets. Despite the fact that while other mayors around the country were laying off police officers, I committed to increasing the number of officers we had on the street and putting in partnership with Commissioner Batts, putting more foot patrol on the streets. Despite those things and continuing our efforts to target our most violent offenders, we had a weekend like this, which underscores, in my mind, the work that we have to do to make more steely our resolve to reduce violence, to dramatically reduce violence on our street. Yes, we've made progress. Yes, we've reduced homicides. Yes, we've reduced juvenile homicides. Yes, we've reduced violence. But I'm not satisfied. We have to continue to work harder to target those violent offenders, work in better partnership with our communities. It's one thing to have a mayor or a police commissioner that's outraged, but we have to have community members that are outraged and willing to work to make sure that if they know something, they say something. A lot of these incidents happen and no one wants to say a word, but we need to work in partnership for people that want to protect their community in partnership with the police to work with us to help reduce the violence on the streets.
All right, Madam Mayor, we appreciate you joining us from the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Thanks for your time today.